This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Dan, probably the only person that got what I just said. That's okay. Other than my brethren, hardcore Rush fans, probably got that too. Meredith Kane is here as well. So, listen, Tommy Ty for the Miami Heat, the pre- and post-game host, will join us at 11:20. Daryl Ryder at noon. Steve Jones at 1 o'clock. Cavaliers clinching a playoff spot. Not one of those little silly, hey, maybe you can come to the party invitations as far as being in the play-in tournament. No, they're in the shebang, man. They are a top six team in the Eastern Conference, and they said last night, boom, we're the team to beat. So they are
real deal.
Real deal. So it's very exciting. They're in the playoffs. Seems very, very early, but that's okay. Right? Not a major surprise.
No, we expected.
Thoughts on last night's win? Let's start there. 112-107.
Good game. You know, Miami's not the team it used to be. Cavs jumped out to a big lead and kind of gave it up. But, you know, games come and go. Leads come and go, as the Cavs have seen in the last several games. What, 22, 18, 15, they were down, came back to win those three. So the winning streak continues. I just keep looking at this thing and thinking, when do the playoffs start?
Yeah.
Because right now, Andy, there's very little to accomplish the rest of the way except stay healthy and make sure nobody falls off the face of the earth playing-wise.
Are we worried about these peaks and valleys they've had like in the last four games?
Yeah,
where,
I am.
You know, they go down big, then they go down big again, troubles, and then all of a sudden,
yes.
Boom, and then last night's game, you're talking about having a significant lead and then letting it slip away.
Yes.
Well,
yes, that's simple.
If you go back, the interesting thing about last night's game that they weren't able to do in the last couple games was they were able to jump out to a lead in the first quarter. They were up four at the end of the first, 36-32. And then, you know, they tied the next two quarters. I know it's weird. Sometimes we don't ever watch a game that way, but when I go back and try to get perspective on what we've seen and watched, it is kind of they won. I mean, they won or tied every quarter last night for whatever that's worth. But the biggest thing was I was watching them struggle out of the gate the last couple games, especially in a game like Boston. You're like, man, really, we're going to start out that flat? Or maybe that other team is that good. And as Jeff said, if you were a Celtics fan, you're like, well, why wouldn't you feel bad? You were missing two starters, and you know, you just kind of got disinterested in the Cavs because you had that gigantic lead. And then all of a sudden you gave the Cavaliers the opportunity to bounce back, and the Cavaliers utilized their bench in that game against Boston to really propel them to a nice win, you know, a major, major win for the Cavs last night. So so you do have concerns then about these peaks and valleys. How do you flatten them out?
You just play more consistent basketball. It's a silly answer, sorry, but, you know, I think it's bad when you fall behind by a ton and then try and catch up. That's not a good recipe for playoff success. And it's also not a good recipe for playoff success to get a big lead and cough it up. All that said, Andy, it's human nature. I mean, these guys have been so good all season long. I just think there needs to be a little bit better focus, you know, as they get closer to the playoffs. That's it. And the playoffs aren't that far away, you know, but they've been focused all year long. You know what I mean? It's tough to talk about this team in the regular season because it's been so good. As far as like,
and
you know, what's wrong, what's right.
Yeah.
No, they're playing great.
Like, you don't want to come off as a whiner. Yeah, I was listening, again, I picked up a lot of little things this morning, but I was just listening to the boys coming in. And, you know, they were talking about Darius Garland this morning.
Yeah, Jeff, Anthony's all over him.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, you know, is it looking for a reason to be mad at him? Looking for a reason to say, oh, that's why we wanted to get rid of that guy last year. Why we wanted to get rid of Darius Garland. And I'm like, I don't know. Kenny Atkinson seems to have figured this thing out. Yeah, you may see tendencies of like, oh, well, someone feels like they've got the need to take things over, but they only have 10 losses this year. Right? I mean, what is there to complain about? Other than the fear, I think that's what we have now. It's not even complaining. It's fear of a 7-game series.
So you can actually have legit basketball conversations if people want to go ahead and think they're legit. What I mean by that is this. Okay, Cavs have fallen behind in 3 games, you know, this last week. Is, you know, that's a little bit of an issue. Oh, no, blah, blah, blah. Then you're just complaining. Well, no, you're really not. You know, you fell behind by a ton, and then you managed to come back and win those games. How'd you come back? Are you significantly better than the other teams, or did they get bored? Or were you just bored early? Because if you're bored in the playoffs, you're going to be home quickly.
But isn't that scary to think that a team in the NBA is getting bored? Especially like the Celtics.
It's human nature that the Celtics, you know, let up in that game. They're up, 25-3, for God's sake. But you kind of figured the Cavs would come back. You know, it's been such a good season for the Cavs. I honestly think, Andy, it's only human nature that they're not going to be quite as focused right now. I mean, their lead is huge. I mean, on top of playing as well, their lead is bigger than it's been all season. So human nature is, we got this. And I don't think they've given in to that. They've just had some moments where you might think that, you know, they've not paid as much attention. I think they'll have that taken care of by the time they get to the playoffs. But you better. You know, I mean, people don't want to hear this either. I think there are other teams that can knock them out other than the Celtics. And people don't want to hear that. And that's why you better really have it locked in by the time you get to the playoffs, even in the first round.
Yeah, it could be. I
don't expect anybody to beat him in the first round, but you better have it locked.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Locked in.
Mike's in Mayfield. Hi, Mike. Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike.
Good to have you with us.
Mike. Put you on hold. Let's go. Bill in Parma, friend of the show, Bill. Hi, how are you, Bill?
Hey, Archie. I tell you what, I feel the love every morning. I want you to know that when I call.
Did you hear Barnett yesterday?
Well, Jeff, you mentioned it yesterday. I tell you what, it was. Of course, he said it's right. When he went, it was Parkway.
There you go.
Parkway, north, south, east, west, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It's anyway. Living in Pickerington or Olentangy these days. If you're in Columbus, they have the same issue. They're building high schools in all different directions.
Every different direction. But, you know, I was blaming myself last night for their cold spell because, for some reason, when I listen to it on the radio, the Cavs do really good. So last night I said, you know what, I'm going to turn it on and watch them. And, of course, they went 0 for 10 from 3 towards the end of the second quarter.
It's on you, Bill.
And yeah, I know, and it's all on me. I really mean it. I don't know why, and that's usually when they get into trouble. Is when they've, and that's usually when a lot of NBA teams get into trouble, is when they fall in love with that three-point and then don't go into the paint. And then, of course, everyone knows if you go into the paint, the chances of getting a basket are high, but it also opens up the outside shot more. And so that is the only thing, and listen, for me to even think about any ideas other than what Atkinson thinks is ridiculous because he's a great, great, great coach. But it always amazes me how this team can get focused on three-pointers and then kind of lose their game plan a little bit. I think in the playoffs, if they do that, it's going to be really difficult because I do think they have strength in the inside. I mean, what do you guys think? Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.
Teams that live and die by the three-pointer live and die. Now, Boston is even more so than the Cavs. And we talked yesterday, Andy, one of the most impressive things to me is that the Cavs haven't fallen off the face of the earth when it comes to their shooting. They're still on top. But three-pointers scare me in playoff series. Sometimes I'll win it for you real quickly, but, man, it can go south fast. And that's why I agree with Bill. I love seeing Evan Mobley. I love seeing Donovan get to the basket. Love, you know, the short passes inside, alley-oops to Jared Allen. I just want to continue to see a pretty well-rounded offense. But the Cavs have been shooting more threes than – I wouldn't say more threes than I'd like because they've been doing it well. If you do it well, great, but you better have plan B in case you're not.
All right, let me go back to
I think they do.
Let me go back to the up-and-down theory we were just talking about there for a second about, you know, the big leads and getting a big lead or letting a big lead. Do you think that this team right now, because they've had so much success this year and 12-game winning streak now, are they playing with the switch? Are they playing with we can play with anybody and we'll just turn the switch on?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know that I am either. A buddy of mine was talking to me about that. He's like, I don't know. You know, they're a really good team. They've been a really good team all season long. But, you know, right now it kind of feels like they're playing with the switch. And I was like, I didn't really think about it. I just don't see them as being that team. I don't get that vibe from Kenny Atkinson. Again, this is one season with him, so I don't know what the true vibe is for the team. But I don't – when I hear him – after the game and when I hear what he's saying and when he gets legitimately concerned about certain issues, I tend to believe him. I think what he's saying is because I think I always appreciate a head coach that says things. You watch a game, right, and you see the issues and you're trying to figure out why your team is winning or losing, and then you go to sit down and watch a press conference afterwards or you listen to what the coach had to say the next day, and if they echo what you were thinking, I tend to believe those guys. A lot of times, you know, you get guys who say, we got to do this, we got to do that, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of things Kenny's saying, whether it's good or bad, seems to hold true. I think that's why I trust him. And I know it's early in his career with the Cavaliers, but I based on what he's saying and what we're seeing, that there's a level of trust right there and that I don't think this team is trying to flip the switch. I do think, though, they could. I don't want to believe it, but I do think that they could be a team like that. I don't want them to be a team like that, but if they get behind, they know they can try to throw that switch and get back. Boston is not one of those games you want to do that in, but they did.
I do think there are some other teams in the East, and that's why you can't just be focused on Boston here and you can't just worry about flipping a switch against one team. I mean, you're going to have to bring it in the playoffs. I truly believe that.
All right, I want to talk about Kevin Love a little bit later in the show. When we come back, Tommy Ty, Miami Heat pregame and postgame host, another super friend of the show, joins us next on Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.